Hi, everybody. I'm Nicole.
And I'm Lauren.
And this is Sister, Sister Wives. This week, we're doing season 3, episode 11, in which Cody is a big man baby and decides he needs a guy's night because the women went out one time.
Right.
In probably 20 years.
I was going to say, in the entire time they've been with him, this is the only day out, night out that they've had.
Exactly. This episode opens at 6 a.m.
Correct.
And then it shows everybody getting up at 6 or 6:30 or whatever.
It's like the original episode.
It is. But that is way too early.
For you.
And for me. And I cannot with this.
Some people get up at like 4:30.
I don't know how they do it.
To start their lives.
If I get up at 8 something, I feel like I've really accomplished something that day.
Right. You know, we were just talking about this at work because somebody was like, I don't know how you work 3/12s. And I was like, I don't know how you get up at 4:30, 5 days a week.
Right.
Like you need to sleep on your off days. Catch up.
Yes.
You know?
Right. Right.
Like 4:30 is doable for 3 days a week.
Right. Correct.
Not 5.
It's not even doable for 3 days a week. When I have to get up and get the kids ready to go to like camp for 9 o'clock in the morning and they both have to be in two different places, which means we have to leave at like 8:15. We're all miserable all day long.
Right.
Oh God. So anyways, at 6 o'clock, Mary's at the gym. She says it's been 60 days since they started working out and 30 days since the last weigh-in. She's crying again on the couch and saying she's stressing inside with the move and the investigation and just life in general. And my God, I wish she would see a therapist.
I was going to say, she seriously needs a therapist.
Like genuinely, no joke. Like I'm not teasing in the slightest. She needs a therapist. Holy
yeah,
shit.
100%.
She says she doesn't know what to do with it, with all these feelings. Again, that's what the therapist is there for. Cody says Mary probably does deal with a little bit of anger. She doesn't want to express her anger, so she doesn't. And guess what happens? It leaks out all over her.
Basically, she's holding everything in.
Right. What's she angry about?
I don't know, because she brought Robin in.
Is she angry that they had to move?
I bet she was the one that went to like TLC and was like, hey, we're polygamous. We should bring
it up. Yes. She wrote a letter to TLC. Yeah. Totally. Totally. Oh, by the way, before I go on, we got an Instagram message this morning from someone who said, who just listened to the episode that just came out where we were talking about why don't they just wear like a long sleeve sweater instead of a long sleeve shirt and a tank top. And she made the excellent point that it's performative modesty.
Okay.
Like they're performing. Look at me. Look how modest I am. I would never wear a tank top.
I see.
Yes. And she brought up the Duggars, like how the Duggars would wear like, oh, here's a shirt that's really high, but I got to put a second one on to make sure it's high enough because I can't have any skin showing.
Right, right.
Because we're on TV and we have to show everybody how modest we are.
Right. That makes sense.
That makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
So that was fucking spot on
and
brilliant. So Mary says she has a lot of stress and that's something that Bill is trying to work on with her. Bill, the trainer.
We all know who Bill is at this point.
Well, just making sure. He's trying to get her to let go of it at the gym. And while she's talking, they're showing scenes of her working out with Bill.
I wonder if they're still friends with Bill.
I don't know, because nothing ever came of this,
right?
You know, whole situation. I don't know, but we get Bill's first and last name later so we could look him up.
Oh boy. Let's do it.
So now it's 6:30 a.m. at Christine's house. Christine's getting out of bed. McKelty's saying she's going to go finish getting ready for school. Christine says, you're not going to wear that to school. And McKelty says, yeah, you know, this or the purple one. And Christine's like, you are not. And I'm looking at it and I don't see what this shirt looks like. It doesn't look like anything.
What was it? A tank top?
It wasn't even a tank top. It was like a regular shirt. It was a regular shirt. Maybe it was low cut in the front. I don't know. You can only see her from the back.
Oh my God.
Then now we're at Janelle's house. She's doing yoga. She says she tries to do yoga first thing in the morning before she goes to work. Before she goes to work.
Yeah.
Where's she working?
Isn't it the Realty thing?
Is that what she's talking about? Is going to work at the Realty? Because we've talked many times about what does she do?
Right. She's the only one that actually pursued that.
What does the nanny do?
What does Janelle do?
That's right. She says she finds the yoga balances her and helps her focus. And she says later that day, they have a 60-day weigh-in and she hates the weigh-ins because she feels more results than she knows the scale will show. So now we see Robin's house and big surprise, Cody, is it Robin's? Shocking.
I was shocked.
You fell over. Shocked.
I was so shocked.
She says she's due in just over a month and she is trudging up those stairs out of breath. And damn, I remember that stage of pregnancy. It is the worst.
Yes, it is.
You get up from the sofa to go to the bathroom and you're out of breath.
Yep. You just roll over in bed and you're out of breath.
That's right.
God, you got to lift your whole ass body to roll over.
And if you're pregnant with people like Liam, then you have to flip over, lean forward, let him fall out of all of your, you know, pelvis and everything, just so you can get out of bed and walk to the bathroom.
That's right.
Miserable. So she says it's time to buy the stuff for Solomon's room. They're going to buy a crib, a changing table, stuff to make it feel homey for him. And then she says she's just the car Solomon's driving.
Yep.
It's a weird analogy.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Then she says that in her house, they have a little bit of extra space. Again, shocking that she would have a house that's too big for her.
Right.
Her and Mary.
I was going to say her and Mary. Yeah.
She says she was looking at this room, this extra space as a baby room, whenever they first started looking at the house. And Cody says, having this room, he can come in and sit down with baby boy and rock him to sleep.
He has a name.
Oh, God. He calls him our boy or something later as well. Quit it.
You know, firstborn son. He's excited about it.
Yes. And Robin's like, not only you, but the other kids and the other wives can do the same. Do they want to do that though?
Probably not.
I don't think so. So they're going to go look for furniture, and the other wives are going too. And they're going back to poor Theo.
Yep. Theo.
Poor Theo.
Why are they dated with these fools?
Oh, okay. I'll get there. Cody says they're going back to where Theo is because that's where they found all the furniture for their home. Then he says the other reason in a second. They walk in. Theo's like, well, look who's here today. Talk about a pleasant surprise. Fred, you knew they were coming because TLC had to okay it with the store.
Oh, 100%.
God. So this is where Cody says that Theo has design experience. So yes. He knows how to lay out a bedroom or a living room.
Yes. Did he go to like interior design school?
Also, how does Cody know that?
Or is it just because he works in a furniture store?
I think it's because he works in a furniture store. No offense to Theo. I have no issues with Theo, but like Cody saying, this is the weirdest thing. Mm-hmm. Could you imagine if I just went to like the Ashley furniture store and I was like, you look like you have design experience.
Right, right. Oh my God. They all have design experience because they work at a furniture store.
I guess so.
I feel like that's what he just, you know,
assumes.
They work here. Yeah. So they have experience.
I mean, he has more design experience than Cody has. So maybe that's all that matters.
Right. Right.
To Robin, Theo says, speaking of surprises, what do we got going on here, girl? And then, you know, he says, congrats. And then he's like, you got that Theo thing. It kind of sticks his belly out to like show that, you know, her belly looks like his. And fucking Mary is like, you guys can compare notes.
Uh-huh.
You can't say that to somebody. Hey, fatty, you look like a pregnant lady.
Yes, right? God. Also, he does not have like a big belly.
No, he doesn't. No.
Like at all.
No.
Was she not pregnant when they went and got the furniture?
Oh, good question. I don't know. Maybe she wasn't showing pregnant, but you know how they like to announce to everybody that she's pregnant. Just, like,
tell everybody.
I don't know. Good question.
She has a golf ball in there.
Oh, God.
Yep.
So Theo asks if there's anything in particular that brings them in today. Cody says they're shopping for baby furniture. Robin says they're looking for a rocker recliner. First, she says a little dresser, and then she says a tall dresser. Theo asks weirdly if Cody's going to be sitting in the recliner too, rocking the baby.
Right.
Cody's like, oh yeah, that baby's going to be right here, and puts his arms in like a cradle position. Okay.
Yeah.
Is that because that baby's not truly?
Yep.
God, I thought that she was talking about like one of those little rocking chairs that has like the ottoman that also rocks. He showed them like a full on Lazy Boy.
Oh yeah. 100%.
Which is fine. It was nice.
I'd rather have the Lazy Boy than one of those rockers. But right. I also thought that they were talking about the rockers.
Cause you know, back in the day, this gliders. That's the word. Back in the day when we were having babies and stuff, and that was the thing to get.
Oh yeah. It was. Maybe we're just old.
Pardon me. I'm not old.
Oh, wait, I'm sorry. The show is not current.
The show is not current. So you take that back.
Oh, crap.
So Robin tries out the chair. Theo asks them if everyone gets involved to take care of the baby. They say yes. He says, very cool. That's an advantage. Robin gets up, lets Janelle try the chair. Robin says on the couch that she wants all the family to feel like this is their space to come in and spend time with Solomon, because Solomon is everybody's baby.
Mm-hmm. Is he?
The golden child.
Did everybody conceive that child?
I don't think everybody is even interested in holding this baby. Do you know what I mean? The boy. Theo asks how many kids there are at home. They tell him that this will be 17. And he says to Cody, so you've had experience with this before. I mean, when he's not busy daydreaming. He's had experience rocking babies.
Right.
Theo takes them over to see a dresser. He asks if the baby is a boy or girl, and Robin says boy. Theo says this couldn't work out any better, and he shows them a dresser with baseball drawer pulls.
Mm-hmm.
Fine, whatever. Then he says he wanted to show them this other piece because they mentioned needing a changing table, and he shows them a gorgeous changing table that matches the dresser. I only had a changing table with Avery, but it was real janky.
Oh yeah. 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 I never had a changing table.
I mean, I don't think I would have needed it. Like cause I always changed a diaper on the bed or something, yeah. But this was fancy as fuck. And Avery's was the opposite of fancy as fuck.
Yes. Yes. I also feel like, and we're tall people, but I also feel like changing tables are always short.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I don't want to lean over and change a child every time.
Correct. Right. You need like a tall dresser and then one of those changing pillow thingies on the dresser.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Also, I wanted to see the prices on these. I was like so curious, yeah. But I couldn't see the tags well enough.
Yeah.
I want to know how much these things were.
Probably a lot.
These are the things I care about.
The prices?
Yes. So Robin says that she thinks they're ready and done. They thank Theo. Good. Whatever. On the couch, Mary says she thinks Robin got really lucky when she went shopping because she got the stuff she was looking for and the color she was hoping for, and they all matched and it'll be perfect.
Yay.
I feel like Mary was being secretly shady.
Yeah.
Like, oh, this lucky bitch.
Yes. Yes, because I bet you that when they had kids, they all had to buy used things.
Well, this was hand-me-downs, but yes. But like,
you know what I mean.
I know what you mean. Well, because they had first gotten together and they probably weren't making much money.
Right.
They were all living in like a double wide together or something. Right.
Yeah. Or they were all sharing the same baby things.
Yeah.
Passed down, hand-me-downs.
So then now Robin gets all the sort of newer stuff newer and like stuff. The attention and stuff too.
Yeah.
And also the difference between what the things looked like when, let's say, Logan was a baby.
Mm-hmm.
And now 17 years later, do you know what I'm saying? Like the stuff that comes out now is so different than the stuff that I had 100%. Whenever I was pregnant with Avery.
Yes.
Even just maternity clothes in general have come such a long way since I was pregnant with Avery.
Yes.
So
now imagine, okay, like having babies mm-hmm. when I was born and then having babies when like Avery was born.
Right.
Because that's essentially the difference here.
Right. Right. Yes.
So
yes.
Yeah.
It's a huge difference.
It is.
In
it's a huge difference.
Style and in, you know, whatever else. Yeah. So, I mean, I get it, but also I think she was being shady.
Oh, I 100% think she was being shady.
So now we cut to them walking to the gym. Janelle says it's been 60 days since they started working out. It's weigh-in day. Mary says she hates weigh-in day. Christine says she agrees it's a black day. It's not a good day. Bill asks them who's first. And Mary's like, Janelle's probably lost more.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Christine says, oh, I wanted to go first so I could get it done with. And she says, Janelle will say she's already been to the gym and it's 7 a.m. and Christine is just crawling out of the bed. Well, as you're going to find out in a minute from Bill, who pulls no punches, that's the reason why Janelle's lost weight and you haven't.
Yep.
I got thoughts about that conversation. Janelle says her 60-day goal was 40 pounds.
I know. It's so much.
That seems like way too much to try to lose in 2 months, especially because Bill keeps talking about how if you lose it too fast, you gain it back.
Yes. Who's setting these goals, Bill?
I don't know. I assumed it was Bill.
I assumed it was Bill too.
I don't think that's a good goal.
I don't think it is either.
Janelle was smart and she weighed herself the day before. So she knew what to expect. So she could have a cry.
Right. At home.
By herself in the bathroom. Yes. That's right. That's exactly what I would have done. He says her weight is 262. And you know what? Actually, because I feel like she's short.
Yes.
I would not have guessed 262. Like if I didn't already know, you know, from a previous episode, I don't think she looks like she weighs 262.
I am terrible at guessing people's weights.
Yeah.
So I
always try to think about like, if you took me right at 5'10"
mm-hmm.
and you smushed me down to like 5'2", all right. that weight would go like this. Ow. Do you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
So it would look so different. By the way, when I went to the doctors, speaking of my height, when I went to the doctors to like reestablish ourselves as new patients here, mm-hmm. they took my height.
Yeah.
It's been like a really long time since anybody took my height at a doctor's office.
How tall were you?
I'm still 5'10".
Oh, okay. I didn't know if you started shrinking.
No. No, I'm still 5'10", but I just thought it was really interesting, the thing. Because they always do that with the kids, you know, but usually not with me.
They also took my weight, but
we won't talk about that. No, they made me take my shoes off. Also, I was wearing flip-flops, which is only like,
a
quarter of an inch or something.
Right. You know, you start shrinking at 30.
Well, listen, I got that scoliosis, so my back is just going to curl all up anyway.
Oh, we know all about your scoliosis.
Listen, okay, I just want the whole world to hear that Avery has been giving me so much shit about how he's certain that I gave him scoliosis and whatever. And that child went to the doctors and said that he was having some back pain. And the doctor was like, well, your spine's fine. You don't have scoliosis, but you're lazy as shit and you sit around too much. You got to get up.
Uh-huh.
I was like, I didn't give you scoliosis. You did this to yourself.
Right. You have to actually have muscles in your back.
That's right. You got to actually get out of your computer chair, you lazy.
You know?
Oh, God. My God. And to be fair, well, to be very unfair to the rest of the world, that child sits in a computer chair all day long and is skinny as a fucking rail.
Oh, I know. I know. I'd love to be that fat, you know?
He was talking about how he was like getting too fat. And I was like, excuse me?
Uh-huh. Well, it's like Elijah when he's talking about his fat. I'm like, child,
God.
There's not an ounce of fat on your body.
Right. God. So Christine cheers. She starts to like go, yeah. And then she's like, oh.
Mm-hmm.
And then Mary's like, that means she's lost 10 pounds since they started, which
yeah.
I think that I personally, this is not Mary talking, this is me, think that's fine for two months.
I think so too.
Especially when you're just starting to work out. Like,
yeah.
Bill starts to say, let me explain to you this number. But bitchy Christine fully hops on the scale and is like, nope, just whammy. I don't hear anything right now.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes I want to be like, calm down, Christine. Christine says she lost about 4 pounds. She says it was awful. There's nothing like feeling like a loser because you didn't lose. And this is why I could never do weigh-ins with friends or working out with friends, because I don't feel motivated by seeing others lose weight. I feel like shit because I'm not losing enough weight.
Yes, exactly.
More power to the people that can like get together and motivate each other. Right. But I'd be like, I'm fat and you're losing weight, so fuck you.
Yes, so fuck you. Yep.
Mary gets on the scale and she says she's the same as the last month. She says she was very discouraged at the weigh-in because she hadn't had as much improvement in herself as she'd wanted. Now, last episode, which was a month ago, she was talking about how she was going to go work out with Bill 4 or 5 times a week.
Yeah, I know.
So what happened to that?
It's a good question.
Bill says, here's the thing. You, Mary, are the same weight. You lost and you lost to the other two. And he says, can you look in the mirror and see a difference in your body? Christine and Janelle both say yes. They don't show Mary saying anything.
No.
Janelle says hers, what she sees is dramatic.
Yeah.
And Christine says at the end of the day, you still want to lose weight though. She says she's not thrilled with what the scale says, to be completely honest. Bill's like, this is where it falls on you.
Uh-huh.
He's like, I'm not trying to glorify Janelle here, but he says to Janelle, you know, how much activity did you do outside of the gym? And Janelle says she did at least an hour a day. And he asks Christine the same question. And Christine says she hasn't been committed enough. She honestly hasn't. And he says, that's what this is about. Well, I'll talk about this in a second. So on the couch, Christine says that she was discouraged at the 30-day checkup. And instead of being empowered by that, she just gave up. Uh-huh. Bill says, if you want 20 pounds, that's the goal, not 4. He says, it's not about feeling better in your clothes because your goals are your goals. And this is what I don't like.
Yeah.
I couldn't do this. I would just cry. Right, when he said this to me, if I am having trouble even getting to the gym and I've lost 4 pounds instead of 10, I'm going to be really fucking proud of the 4 pounds that I spent that I lost.
Yeah, 100%.
Because right now in real time, I'm not going to the fucking gym. Do you know what I mean?
No.
So like if I get there and I lose 4 pounds, well then good for me.
Also, I feel like weight goals are fine, but like, I feel like setting such a like strict weight goal when you're trying to lose weight, especially as like a plus size person, mm-hmm. is not like realistic.
Right.
Like you want to feel better in your body and you want to feel better in your clothes. And like, if you're losing weight and gaining muscle, like you're going to end up not actually like losing the weight because muscle weighs more than fat. But like, you know, it's not a, like you want to look at your clothes and how they fit and things like that rather than your weight.
You know, like Janelle has talked about being able to play with her kids or whatever.
Energy and the way that you, like I noticed from doing yoga, I never lost weight from doing yoga, but I noticed mm-hmm. from doing yoga, like how loose like my hips were. They weren't so tight and they didn't like hurt all the time.
Right.
So it's like things like that, like your mobility is so much better.
Right. Right. I don't know. I wonder how much of this is still the way that trainers talk. Do you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Or how much of this is because this was so long ago.
Right.
You know what I mean? I don't know because I don't go to the gym.
Right.
But my goal is not to weigh a certain weight. My goal is to be healthier.
Yes.
And feel better chasing my kids around and stuff.
Right.
Although to be fair, I'm not a playing mom. So I never did really chase my kids around or play with my kids.
Right.
I'm like, I had 3 of you so you could play with each other.
Right. Oh my God.
Just kidding. Kind of. Janelle says she's beginning to understand how much work this will be. Mary says they've made steps and made improvements in themselves. And Bill's like, that's not good enough. Okay, Bill.
Good enough for Bill.
Mary says it's hard for her to actually get into the gym. It's hard for her to prioritize that she is important to her, but she needs to take care of herself. And that's hard for her to do. Okay. What the fuck does Mary have going on that she can't prioritize going to the gym?
Exactly. Exactly.
She doesn't
Isn't
work.
Isn't she home all the time?
She doesn't work. Her child is a teenager.
Uh-huh.
It's not like she has a newborn.
If I didn't work and had a teenager, I would be able to go to the gym 5 days a week.
I mean, I probably still wouldn't, but that's because still wouldn't either. But
this is why I said I'd be able to.
Yes, okay? Exactly.
I'd be able to.
Yes, exactly. I mean, like my kids are older now than they were, like when they were babies. I feel like it's a little more realistic to be like, I literally between feedings and diaper changes or whatever, physically do not have the time to leave this child and go to the gym.
Yes.
But now what excuse would I have? Like my kids can feed themselves. Mm-hmm. They can, you know, everything. So.
Right. And then, you know, once you like get into doing something routinely that you enjoy, like you want to do it every day. You know what I mean?
Right.
So like, if she truly enjoys going to the gym and working out with Bill, then this should be like easy peasy doing it every day.
Which, by the way, is why I think Bill is wrong in some of the ways that he's talking to them, because Bill does enjoy going to the gym and right. Bill's job is literally to go to the gym.
Right.
So for him to say like, oh, you're not doing enough, blah, blah, blah. Like they're not you, you right, know?
Exactly.
Ugh. Speaking of Bill says, what's it going to take? He says, what do they need to tell themselves to make them take that next step forward? Christine says she doesn't know. He asks her if she thinks she can find it. And she says, yes, because when she works with him, it kills her. And that needs to count for something. He asks if she can push herself. And then he says, now they know how hard it is to get to the gym, how hard it is to actually get results. And Janelle says, what I fully agree with, that it might be one of the hardest things she's ever done.
Uh-huh.
Same girl. He asks her if it's worth it. And she says, yes. And he asks what's going to make her continue on. She says, quality of life. She says the pounds are important to her, but she'll catch sight of herself in a picture. And she's like, oh, wow. Do I really look like that? Same girl.
Mm-hmm.
Because she's just ignored how she's looked for so long. She says she doesn't look in mirrors. She doesn't look in car windows as she goes by. And she says she would like to look and say, hey, I'm at peace with that person in the mirror.
Yeah.
That's exactly like it.
Yes.
For Janelle, it doesn't matter how many pounds. It matters
how she looks and how she feels.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So now we cut to Cody saying that last month his wives went out for a night on the town. So this month it's his turn.
Mm-hmm.
He says he's getting together with some buddies and he's going to go have some fun. He says that they're expecting a baby. They're building a business. God. How's that going? They've got worries about homes. He's constantly going all over the place. There's a lot of pressures in life. So going out with his friends kind of just lightens everything up. So he walks into a house, I'm assuming one of his wife's house because there's pictures of them. And he starts to say he's invited his friend Jeff,
mm-hmm.
who's a friend of his. And I about fell out of my chair because it's Oldie.
Oh, is it? This must have been one of the parts where I was doing when I was messing with Olivia's hair.
It's fucking Oldie.
Oh my God.
You need to go look because it is like he looks younger.
Yeah, hold on.
You said isn't.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man, there were parts of this where I was dealing with a screaming child,
right?
With her hair. So
see, and that's why you can't go to the gym.
Exactly. Exactly.
Oh God.
Oh, I clicked on just the exact right part.
Oldie.
Oh, it sure is. You know what? I remember like, cause I was listening to it and I remember hearing this part.
Uh-huh.
And it did not click in my head that it was.
Didn't click until I saw him. And by the way, who we're talking about, by the way, if you guys weren't watching along, is Jeff Aldridge, who it was on Seeking Sister Wife, the first two seasons. And if you're not on our Patreon, you probably don't know who the hell Oldie is. That's what we call him. I don't even know how we started calling him that. I guess because he looks a scotch older than his wives.
A scotch?
So, yeah, that's him, Jeff Aldridge. Jeff was married to Charisse and Vanessa. I wonder if this is pre-Charisse and Vanessa.
It might be.
Yeah. Because he was married before.
Yeah.
And had a lot of kids before. So yeah. So I just about fell out of it. Like completely caught me off guard. I knew this was coming at some point. I knew there were episodes where he was on there, but I was not expecting it to be this one.
Right.
So he says, Jeff is a friend of his who has been in his faith for some time. Where does Jeff live currently while this is filming? Because he presumably doesn't live in Las Vegas. So this man traveled there from somewhere else.
I was just about to ask the same thing. Where did he live before?
That's wild. Like, unless he was already going to be in town, it's bananas to me that he came all the way to Vegas to go to a German restaurant.
Right.
Cody says he's also invited Bill and Cody's friend, Sean, who he met in Vegas. They full name Bill and they only first name Sean and Oldie.
And Jeff. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know why. Cody says that Sean's brother is training MMA and the plan is to go check that out. So then these men pull out of the driveway and what I can only assume is Sean's midlife crisis mobile.
Mm-hmm.
Red convertible, something or another.
Right.
Cody mansplains mixed martial arts to us and not very well. He says it's basically mixing boxing, all kinds of martial arts with wrestling and grappling. So it's mixed martial arts.
Yep.
God.
I don't know about you, but that pretty much explained it.
I mean, then he says the most horrifying sentence I've ever heard in my life, which is that he is looking forward to smelling the smell of testosterone, sweat, and combat.
It's disgusting.
What the fuck is wrong with him?
He needs to not speak ever.
So while Cody is going to smell the smell of testosterone, the wives are at Robin's. She says they dropped off the furniture and it looks bigger when it's in the house. The furniture is literally in the hallway. Mm-hmm. So they start bringing stuff into the nursery. They unbox a crib. Robin asks if it matches the other stuff. It is literally the same color, a U-dingbat.
Yes. I'd also like to note, while Cody's away, the women
are doing the work.
Are doing what they do on a regular fucking basis. Okay. Yes. Where are the kids? Not being completely chaotic because they're not babysitting like Cody does.
Handling their kids. And they're all in the same house. So it's not like, I mean, they're in the same situation that he was in.
Right.
But then they're also putting together a crib and an entire nursery.
Correct.
Also, we find out later, it seems as though he didn't help put the nursery together at all.
Right.
But I got thoughts about that. So on the couch, Christine says she doesn't know who's more excited about Solomon being born, her or her kids. It shows them putting the crib together and moving things into the room. Back to Cody and his sweaty testosterone. He says, when you get together with guys, you go and do things you don't do with your wives. He says his wives don't want to go watch MMA. So this is something different.
You're right. They don't.
No, they don't. Because they're at the MMA place and it's just them standing beside the ring watching people beat the shit out of each other.
Yeah.
Two dudes. MMA is terrifying.
It's not even like a match. The dude's like training.
I know. Like MMA is like legit beating the shit out of each other.
I know. I don't like watching any fighting.
It's scary to me.
I do enjoy some wrestling.
WWE style.
Love me some Undertaker.
The Undertaker. Listen, Hardy Boys, you know?
Oh, I know. You know, God. Edge like broke his spine and had to like retire early.
I didn't know, but you know who would know? Liam, because that child knows. He doesn't watch wrestling, but he knows everything about him.
Yeah.
So Cody says, with being a wrestler, this is just really neat stuff to him. And Kevin, Sean's brother, the MMA guy, comes out of the ring, gives Sean a hug, and then says to Cody, so you've got a wrestling background, huh? And Cody's like, yeah, I was 2-time state champion. Okay. It was 25 years ago. Like you're not still the 2-time state champion.
Right. You're also wearing jeans.
Oh my God. Yes. Okay. So Kevin says to him, the key to any mixed martial artist is to have a well-rounded game. So since you've got the wrestling down, why don't we teach you a little bit of the stand-up part? So then he gets in this ring/cage fully in jeans and a button down.
Yep. Sure does.
I've never wished more that someone would split their pants.
I know. Oh my God. God.
He also keeps saying he's 210.
Like weight.
Yes, but doesn't that seem skinny?
I feel like he's probably not the tallest.
Oh.
Because how tall is Janelle? And how tall is he compared to Janelle?
Yeah, you're right. Right. Yeah, you're right. Good call. So he says to camera that Kevin brings him into the cage and just shows him a little bit of punching style. And he says he's showing him how to protect himself while he's punching. And then he lets Cody tap around with him a little bit.
Right.
He says Kevin is completely pulling his punches. He's not letting them connect. So he's saying, go ahead and shoot for the chest. And because Cody's not used to it, Kevin is letting him pop him in the chest.
Right.
He's barely touching him. He says, I'm not going too hard because I don't want to make Kevin mad.
Because Kevin's going to then punch him.
I was going to say, what do you think's going to happen? Kevin's going to freak out because you guys are in this ring doing what you're supposed to be doing.
Exactly. So look, hold on. He's not much taller than Janelle.
Oh, you're right. Yeah. And he's in boots.
Yes. Like, well, so is she.
No, I'm saying he is in what would have some heel to it.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. So is she. So like they would be the same.
They all are actually.
Right.
How tall is this man?
I don't know.
Google how tall he is. How tall is Cody Brown? How tall is Peppa Pig? God.
Oh, it says he's 5'11".
Oh, 5'11".
That's surprising.
Well, remember, you know what? He did say that because remember that Isabel talked about how tall she is.
Oh, look, this says he's reportedly 5'9".
Okay.
Yeah. In high school, he was 5'8". So I can't imagine he's much taller.
Yeah. But that means that Christine is tall. Because if you go, when we were looking at that
Christine's
picture.
Like the same height as him.
Yeah. Wow. He says he can tell that Kevin's solid as a rock. And they show Cody sparring with him and he's lunging way out. And as I said, I wish that he would split those jeans.
Yes.
Cody says he hears that Kevin has has really good takedown defense, but Cody had the school record for takedowns in high school. So it would be fun to see if he could take him down and if Kevin could defend him, defend himself.
Right.
High school was a long time ago.
Yes, it was.
My man.
And also this man regularly trains.
Yes. He literally just stopped training 5 seconds before he started doing this.
Right.
I mean, boy, on the couch, Janelle says that Cody finally gets to go out with some of his friends. What is stopping him any other time?
I don't know. It's not like he takes care of the kids.
And she says he really wanted to go to this mixed martial arts studio. Mary says it's basically where some guys get together and punch each other and think it's really fun. And she doesn't get it. I mean, me neither, but also let them live.
Uh-huh.
You know, Cody and Kevin are still in the ring cage fighting-ish.
Right.
Kevin does let Cody take him down.
Yes.
It kind of threw me off. I was like, whoa, didn't expect that to happen.
Right.
Cody says, you know, Kevin let him take him down. He's got great takedown defense and he doesn't believe that that was something that, you know, he wasn't giving just like a little bit of resistance instead of a regular amount of resistance.
Uh-huh.
He says he doesn't know in real life if he could take Kevin down. You can't.
No, you can't. You could tell that Kevin was not fully fighting.
Oh, yeah.
Him.
Yeah. Right. Also, I don't really know how to describe what happens here because I'm not a wrestler, but Kevin kind of like gets out of his hold a little bit and then Cody gets a hold of him again and tries to like throw himself backwards to bring Kevin down. I don't know. They wrestle is what it boils down to.
You should commentate for wrestling.
Oh, I should. I'm really good at it.
They did a flip and another flip. They're rolling around.
The blonde guy threw himself backwards.
Yes. Now he's in a chokehold.
The person that's like sitting beside me is like, you have to say their names, and the names of the moves.
Right.
No.
Oh my God. I did. Blonde guy.
Yes. So after this, they leave the MMA place because I guess only Cody is going to wrestle in jeans. And the other guys are not going
to
wrestle
just there
in jeans.
To watch.
Watch Cody wrestle.
They're voyeurs.
Oh God. So Cody says after wrestling around a bit in the cage, they're going on the strip and they're going to drive over to Hofbräuhaus.
Nailed it.
Hofbräuhaus, the German restaurant.
Nailed it. I like the first one.
Hofbräuhaus. Uh-huh. Der Waffelhaus.
Der Waffelhaus.
That's a deep cut. And if any of you know what we're talking about, you're instantly our friends. Okay.
Listen, every time that we talk about going to the Waffle House here, me and the kids are always like, Der Waffelhaus.
Listen, we're not going to say what show that's from, but if you know what show that's from, you send us a message because we are BFFs. All right. Okay. So he says the Vegas Strip has always been kind of like this mecca to him, all the lights, all the glitz. It's kind of fun to just go check it out and see it. But it's not his style to get into the gambling and the wildlife and the drinking and getting smashed is not what he's interested in.
Right.
Then he says that the strip has some very salacious dressing.
Yes.
I think he means the way people are dressing, but all I could think about was like a salad covered in ranch.
Yes. Oh my God.
He says, when you're hanging out with good guys, you see a scantily clad woman and a gentleman is going to do this. And then he puts his hand up over his face and pops his fingers open so he can still see. Okay. He's like, a guy is still going to look. It's just not culturally where he wants to be. Okay. So avert your eyes.
Well, I was going to say, or don't look. Yeah.
This reminds me of on Plathville this season.
Mm-hmm.
They take Micah and Ethan, the two oldest boys. Micah takes Ethan to a strip club and he like cannot look at them. Ethan. And he said that whenever he was a kid, that Mama Plath would be like, look down, anytime they were in a store and somebody was wearing something remotely scantily clad.
Oh my God.
Yes. This is like fucking Cody trying to act like he's Mama Plath, but really peeking through his fingers.
Uh-huh.
Also, just fucking look. Like, don't be leery about it.
Right, right.
God.
It's natural.
He says it's not his style to do a typical guy's night out in Vegas. So they're going to the low budget beer garden from Epcot. Yeah. So they go to this German restaurant. It wasn't a buffet, sadly.
Right. Was there entertainment?
There was. Didn't you see a guy in like a misshapen polo was standing on stage playing music?
Oh, but not like an Epcot.
It was a couple of people playing music. Okay, but yeah, it wasn't like, I love a German restaurant where there's a buffet so that you can try different German foods.
Oh yes, for sure.
The one in Charlotte, well, you went. The one in Charlotte has that brunch buffet where it's breakfast stuff and the German stuff. They also have a mimosa menu, which is what I was concerned about.
Of course.
It was delicious. So they sit down at a table. Cody says he's starving. Bill says, you should be. You got knocked on your back.
Uh-huh.
God. To camera, he says that anytime he's with people who aren't of his faith, they have a lot of questions about his lifestyle and about having four wives. And so this wasn't unnatural for Bill and Sean to kind of wonder about certain things. So they started asking questions. Bill asks what if there's a divorce rate.
Yes, he does.
I was like, Cody's about to know about it in 10 years. Okay?
Yes, he is.
Cody says there is. Robin was married to a guy that was in their church, and he just never was what she would qualify as a guy that should be married to more than one woman.
Now, when Christine was trying to leave Cody, didn't he say that they can't get divorced in their faith?
I believe it was Robin who was going on about that.
Oh, that's even better.
Listen, Janelle didn't, or Christine didn't try hard enough, okay?
Oh, I know she didn't. Believe me.
Robin is allowed to leave her first husband, but Christine is not.
Mm-mm.
He also, the way that he worded that as though her husband was not like a shitty person and abusive, which is right. The story we've heard.
Right.
Weird.
Yes.
He says it's a challenging lifestyle. Sean says it's more of a support system too, though. Whereas if you're in a single marriage, singular marriage, who is uh-huh. he, Danielle?
Uh-huh.
They don't have anyone to speak to. And you know how a woman keeps it in. I mean, I don't keep shit in.
God.
Listen, Aaron hears about everything I'm mad about.
You know how a woman keeps it in.
I mean, I don't know very many women who keep it in.
We're no Mary.
Oh boy. He says he literally had wives who were counseling each other in their relationship with him. It's pretty cool. I think you need to reassess what is good and what is not.
I think so too.
The fact that you're such a shitty person that they had to counsel each other to make each other stay with you, it's not a cool thing.
No. Also, I mean, I feel like it would be weird to have your wives like counseling each other about you.
Right.
You know, like,
I mean, don't get me wrong. If I was married, if we had a second, if we had a third, if you will, a potential. Okay.
Potential.
And they came to me and said, Aaron just did this thing. I'd be like, that motherfucker did that to me the other day.
Okay.
But do you know what I'm saying?
Right. Like comparing stories. You know, but
yes,
you're not like,
yes.
Oh, tell me all the bad things. Let's figure it out so that you can uh-huh. be a better wife to him.
Ugh. And you know, that's what it was.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gross, gross, gross. So to camera, he says when he's going out with his buddies, it's just a different world, a different experience. And he says, he'll say, ask me whatever you want, but don't ask about sex. I refuse to believe that they don't talk about sex when the camera's not there.
Right.
Not Cody. I'm certain he talks about sex. Oldie probably doesn't. Well, I feel like he's a little more respectful.
He's only with his first wife currently.
I don't think he talks about his sex lives with Charisse and Vanessa to anybody.
Probably not.
Cody, on the other hand, probably talks about his sex life. I refuse to believe it.
Probably. Yeah.
So Bill says that he's been training at the gym, married Janelle Christine, and he hasn't worked with Robin a whole lot, but their personalities are so different and they're so diverse. So how does Cody adapt? And Cody says, guys compartmentalize. Uh-huh. So in a relationship, he has an individual relationship with each wife, and he doesn't see it as any different than one monogamous relationship because he's, I guess, in four monogamous relationships. I don't think that works like that.
Which is why now that he's just with Robin, he forgot about all of his other wives.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, God. Bill says, does Christine razz him, Cody, as much as he does him? Flirts, you mean?
Uh-huh. Flirts.
To camera, Cody says he doesn't doubt that Christine thinks Bill is cute. She's a shameless flirt. And they so show scenes of her flirting with Bill.
Yes.
Cody says, in the world of relationships and also business, you develop friendships and it's natural. He says, we know the boundaries. We understand relationships and those boundaries. In the world of relationships and also business.
Yes.
You mean in life, you develop friendships?
Yes, in life.
Right.
I feel like it's weird to say to somebody, like, does your wife razz you as much as she razzes me?
Totally. Does your wife flirt with you as much as she flirts with me?
Yeah.
Totally weird.
It's very weird.
Yeah. I thought it was weird.
Mm-hmm.
Sean asked what I think is a really good question. If Cody ever finds himself eager to spend a day or an activity more with one of the wives than the others. I think that's a great question.
Yeah, it is.
Like, do you ever wake up in the morning and go, oh, I have to go grocery shopping today. And, you know, Janelle does the grocery shopping the best. So I want to go with her, or I want to go see such and such a movie. And Christine's the only one that would go see that or whatever.
Does he ever wake up and say, I have to go grocery shopping?
No, he never says that, but I was thinking more about,
I was thinking more about myself. Yeah. Yeah. I know
what you mean. Yes. Like there's things that if I'm going to go do it, I would rather do it with a friend than with my husband. So I would assume that there are things that he would rather do with one wife than the other.
Right. And you know, full well, there are things that you would rather do by yourself than have someone with you.
I mean, me personally, I want to do most things by myself.
Right. So, I mean, I feel like it would be the same idea.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes. Oldie, by the way, pipes up and he's like, you guys are grilling and this is great. And Sean says, you know, maybe you wake up one day and you're like, oh man, I have to leave here and go there. And like, you know, you're kind of bummed to leave one or whatever. And Cody says that that's the trouble he has with the homes the way they are. To camera, he says, Sean's question was an honest question, but the answer is no. He always enjoys being at home wherever he's at. That is a fucking lie.
That is 100% lie.
Human nature says that you have different things that you like to do better with different people. Yes. Like, you're not above that, Cody.
You know, he wakes up every day at Robin's house and says, I don't want to leave here.
I don't want to go visit my other wives for half the day and have to come back here to Robin's. He says the hard part is leaving a home. He says it's a huge catch 22 because here he is every single day of his life, unless he's doubling up nights. And Sean's like, whoa, wait, doubling up nights. Cody's like, yeah, you know, two nights here, two nights at the next place. And Oldie's like, calm as can be, not two women in the same night.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's what he was asking.
I don't think so. I don't think so at all.
And then Cody says, no kinky stuff. We don't go weird.
There it is again.
Can we stop using that phrase?
Nope, never.
It makes me real uncomfortable. So then they cheers to survival, surviving for wives, or surviving
that MMA match.
Oh my God, seriously. When they cheers, I noticed that Sean and Bill were drinking beer and Oldie and Cody had water.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cody says, it's good to hang out with friends and just have a good time. So then now the next thing we see is Robin's house and it's daytime. So presumably guys' night is over. Robin says she didn't know for sure if she'd have more children or not, but she always wanted more. She says she stopped on purpose in her previous marriage and she gave all of her baby stuff away because she was done. But then she met the Browns. She says she doesn't know if Solomon will be the last. They'll see how they feel about it. Don't worry.
He ain't the last.
Unfortunate Bangs is still going to be born.
Areola.
Jesus. Cody comes in and she walks over with some of the baby clothes that she was folding. And one of the things she's holding that Cody looks at is a Harley Davidson onesie that says Wild Child.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, you sure you want to call our boy a wild child?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, first of all, with the our boy. And she's like, he's already a Brown, sorry.
Right.
God. They go up to the nursery because she finished it, I guess, without his help because he is a piece of shit.
Right.
He seems like it seemed like it was one of those things where this had happened before and they had to redo it.
Yeah.
Of him seeing the nursery for the first time. But it also seemed like he did not know what the nursery looked like because she had put it together.
Right. Right.
They have a jungle theme happening.
Mm-hmm.
Which I had elephant bedding for Liam, and Liam's almost the same age as Solomon. So that seems fun.
I had animal bedding too.
Yeah. So they look at a framed ultrasound picture and Cody's like, he has a big forehead. Does he get that from me or from you? It's you, Cody.
It's you.
Mm-hmm. And that's coming from someone with a big ass forehead.
Right.
Also, Robin has like zero forehead.
Yeah, right.
Robin says it's a nice, relaxing place. The kids can come in and sit on the floor to play with Solomon. Cody says this is the first time Robin's ever really had a special baby room or any special baby anything. She says it's kind of surreal to sit there and think that Solomon has his own room.
Uh-huh.
The sit there thing annoys me more and more by the week.
Yeah.
He asks if she ever had furniture for a baby before. And she says, no, she never even had a crib before. And he said, he's like, you know, really, you never had a crib? And she's like, yeah, we probably couldn't afford it or didn't have the space. Okay, first of all, that's awful, but also we probably couldn't afford it and maybe didn't have the space. You don't remember the reason why your kids never had a crib,
right?
Also, what did they sleep in?
They probably co-slept
with three kids, all three of those kids
probably
in the bed, you know what I'm saying? Because those some of those kids are pretty close together,
right? By the time Brianna came along, Dayton was probably in a toddler bed.
Yeah Cody says that all of his kids get raised in a crib.
I know.
It's a weird way of putting it.
It is.
And also, it was probably the same crib that all of those kids use. So don't act like your shit don't stink. You know what I mean? Robin sits in his lap in the recliner. And she says, it's just wonderful to have such a supportive husband during the whole experience. And that's very new for her. She says, everything is ready for Solomon. Cody says they have an open invitation for Solomon to come whenever he likes, but they're inviting him to come as soon as he can. And then they slow zoom onto her belly very awkwardly.
I feel like that is an appropriate way to say, here's your eviction notice. Get the fuck out. I'm tired of being pregnant.
Absolutely. And also Robin didn't say it. Fucking Cody says Cody it because Debbie it. In control of everything.
Of course.
She says that Cody's getting a little teary and he says that's because it's fun. It's special. He just never had a kid he didn't want. Truly would beg to differ.
Who says that? I never had a kid I didn't want.
So weird. I think it was a shot at the husband, the ex-husband.
Yeah, I think it was too. But like, that's rude. Either way, it's rude. But also like, it's such a weird thing to say.
And also Gabe would beg to differ. Okay. Uh-huh. Because you're fucking fighting with him while shaving trees and shit, you know?
Right, exactly.
Oh God. Well, that's the end of that episode. I feel like the women on their night out was much more interesting than Cody and his guys' night out.
100%.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, that's all we have for this week. Yep. So, as usual, find us on social media. Sisterwise Pod on Instagram, Facebook, SSW_pod on Twitter.
You say that like you're not sure if we have social media.
I know, right? I always post there when the episodes come out, especially right now because things are a little wacky with life stuff this summer. And so some of the things are coming out later than they should or on different weeks or whatever. So if you follow us on social media, then you'll know when something comes out. Yeah. All right. So that's it, right?
Yep. That's it.
All right. So we'll see you guys next week.
All right.
All right. Bye.
Bye.